Like the Maui wildfire that displaced thousands have added to the shortage of housing. The report also says the number of homeless families more than doubled in some cities like New York and Chicago, where migrant families were bused from border states.
It's going to keep getting worse until we all come together. That means city, state, federal, landlords, brokers, all of it.
Suspicion is mounting that Russian air defenses likely shot down that passenger plane over Kazakhstan Christmas Day. CBS's Jerika Duncan is monitoring that.
Azerbaijan Airlines says that the plane crashed after external interference. Russia said that the crash happened during a Ukrainian drone attack. The White House says U.S. intelligence supports the assessment that Russia shot it down. Moscow initially blamed a bird strike for the crash that killed 38 people. 29 others did survive.
An unidentified person in Northern California won last night's Mega Millions drawing worth $1.2 billion. Only one ticket matched all the winning numbers. CBS's Dana Jacobson reports sportscaster Greg Gumbel has died.
Gumbel was beloved as a studio host of the NFL Today and a play-by-play voice for the NFL on CBS. A pioneer as the first African-American to announce a major sporting event, and a fixture on CBS's coverage of March Madness.
Tonight marks CBS Sports' 23rd year covering March Madness.
Gumbel was 78. Olivia Hussey, who starred as a teenage Juliet in Franco Zeffirelli's 1968 film Romeo and Juliet, died Friday at the age of 73. She was 15 when she co-starred in the Oscar-winning adaptation of Shakespeare's tragedy. Hussey worked occasionally in films. Over the years, she was survived by her husband and children. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With auto pay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits, and if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
First you do the buying and then the paying. CBS's Stephen Coffin reports on the perils of one way of doing that.
It may be tempting to tap home equity for holiday expenses, especially since home values are up. But is it a wise move?
It's a very dangerous thing to do because when you're taking out a home equity loan, you use your home as collateral. You get sick, or perhaps you lose your job. You could potentially lose your home.
Bankrate analyst Linda Bell suggests a less risky way to deal with holiday expenses.
Come up with a plan ahead of time when you're saving for the holidays. High yield savings account or perhaps a credit card that you can pay off ahead of time. Those are better bets that you should think about when it comes to tapping into your home equity.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
A judge ruled the Georgia State Senate can subpoena Fulton County DA Fani Willness. The Republican-led body is investigating her handling of President-elect Trump's election case in Georgia. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with rain diminishing for tonight. Some areas of fog, lows only in the low 40s. For your Saturday afternoon, a mostly cloudy sky and mild. Highs in the upper 40s. Maybe a shower Sunday, high mid 40s. Right now it's 48.
Love. coming year. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. And people in the street singing songs and they're carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
From Radio Park to Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Does can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I died. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell, 8 miles high and falling fast. The land is foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. Feel. today that I'd die. And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Looking down on a city, the way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love, high on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere I love, high on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. Your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a beat called steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and they should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above. A half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big cross steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams long above, high on a mountain 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 above.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over. Yesterday came suddenly. Why? yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
All right, and baby, you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city, all around people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright, babe. Don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer in the city, in the summer in the city.
So kind, I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
into my life.
time after time, I see a reflection of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me. Oh, I'm all alone now. No love to shield me. Trapped in a world that's a distorted reality. Happiness you took from me and left me alone with only memories through the mirror of my mind. Through these tears that I'm crying reflects the hurt I can't control. Lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. After 3 months without anyone winning the Mega Millions jackpot, we have a winner.
Across America, Mega Jackpot.
Good evening, I'm Adrienne Wofford. It's tonight's Mega Millions jackpot.
The winning ticket was sold in Cottonwood, California. If the winner takes their money up front, they'd get about $550 million before taxes. Why do people keep buying Mega Millions tickets with the odds of winning at one in about 303 million?
I'm always hopeful that one day I'll win, so I keep trying. I know the odds are against me, but who do I have to lose?
Oh, man, it would be like a new life. It would be being born all over again.
Administration officials say they may be forced to make drastic financial moves in a few weeks.
In a letter to Congress, the Treasury Secretary said these extraordinary measures or accounting procedures will need to start as early as January 14th if lawmakers fail to raise the debt ceiling. Raising the debt ceiling allows the federal government to borrow money to pay off the bills for spending Congress already approved. Secretary